You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County was the focus, but Kenosha County is still part of the Microsoft plan. Last week, the tech company announced they're investing now $7 billion in their new massive data center in Mount Pleasant. The company earlier this year bought land along I-94 in Kenosha County, and officials say that project is still happening. A 52-year-old Racine man is charged with attempted homicide after a shooting last week. Police say Renard Vincent Riley fired a rifle at close range, injuring a man near 12th and Schiller. He is in custody. Among the charges is being a felon in possession of a firearm. Speculation is growing that Congressman Tom Tiffany may run for governor. A flyer promoting a special event in Wausau has fueled that talk, though Tiffany has not confirmed. That event is Wednesday. Faith leaders and community groups marched outside Naval Station Great Lakes this weekend to protest ICE operations in Illinois. Protesters called federal actions intimidation. Homeland Security officials said arrests are focused on public safety. And Brewers playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. The team has clinched the NL Central for the third year in a row and will open the division series October 4th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift seems to be getting the hang of this showbiz thing. Variety reports that the pop sensation will hit the big screen again in October. Swift will release an 89-minute release party video that will play in theaters starting October 3rd, which happens to be the same day her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop. Word to the wise, as talented as Swift is, the president says she's no longer hot. Just FYI. Glenn Close has always been serious about doing whatever it takes for a role, even if she looks crazy like she did in Fatal Attraction, or is a cruel villain like in 101 Dalmatians. In her new film, The Summer Book, she is saving the production money on the wardrobe budget because she appears in her birthday suit. The 78-year-old actress told AARP Movies for Grown-Ups that it was her idea to appear nude in the film, as her character says, "That's what people do in Finland," which is where the film is being shot. Road trip. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight, a mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.